and you cover the whole world with your golden white light. Can you connect with every sentient being? Can you see the interconnectedness of the world? Can you feel one with everyone in the world? So consciousness has no boundaries. You can go beyond the world to the galaxies. I love the night sky, the Milky Way. Check in and feel the space and the freedom. Feel how light you are, like a bird, you can soar. You can go any place you want. It's total freedom. And this sense of freedom is very blissful. There's no place you can't move. You have no restrictions. Take a couple more breaths. And at this level, you are, or we all are, at a very deep meditative state. We are at alpha. Theta is when you are awake. Beta is when you are asleep. Alpha is where you are now, which is a very deep meditative state. And anything you plant, any seeds you plant at this state of alpha, and nurture it and water it by regular practice of meditation, it will take root. So here, see if you can take your vision or your mission. See if you can visualize it. Put your vision and mission in an image. Add color, sound, music. Look at where you are, having achieved your mission, vision. And I mentioned earlier, when I vision for TKF, I do see teaching the six key messages and our principles of peacemaking and nonviolence in every classroom in the world, in every language in the world. It's a lofty mission, but I visualize it. So whatever your vision, your mission is, give it form here. Give it a visual image. And be very clear. It is a vision that is in the highest good for you and the universe. There's an integrity. And you're asking the universe to support you in the realization of this vision and mission. The intention is clear. Commitment is firm. And you want the universe to help you manifest this worthy mission. Make the vision large. There's plenty of room. No, each one of us is capable of much more than we give ourselves credit for. And that playing small does not help us or the world. We are created in the image of God, and we can co-create. So take a couple more breaths. Individualize your mission and vision. Give it the positive affirmations. And believe in the possibility of its manifestation. And a couple more breaths. And a couple more breaths. And on your next breath, wherever you are in the universe, start to slowly and gently come back to the planet. Slowly and gently come back to the US. Slowly and gently come back to California. To Palm Springs. To the resort. Into this room. No rush, just gently bring your awareness back to your heart center. Just check in and see how you are. Check in with your breathing, your heart rate. The quality of your relaxation. The firmness of your commitment. The possibility of the manifestation of your vision. Your connection to the universe and to each one of us. Feeling the connection with your souls beyond mind and heart. Tapping into that resource. Connecting with your higher power. Knowing you always have that with you. That the center we all have is consistent, it's wise, it's loving. Compassionate, it's always at peace. You feel that peace. And on your next breath, express your gratitude in a deep way, maybe deeper than you ever have. And express your gratitude for your life, because life is our greatest gift. Express a gratitude for everyone that has crossed in your life, because you wouldn't be who you are if they hadn't crossed your life. And I do express gratitude to Tariq and to Tony, because they both had something to do with who I am today. So include everyone, friend and foe. Gratitude to your parents who brought you to this life. Gratitude for your friends, your significant others. Gratitude for all of your blessings, your homes, your cars, your clothes, your food. Gratitude for your commitment to be at this conference and this workshop. Gratitude for each of us in this workshop that have supported you in this class over the last several hours. Can you really deepen that gratitude? Can you really feel that gratitude with every cell of your body? It's not a thank you, but it is a profound thank you. Count your blessings, there are so many. And I was trying to finish all of my meditations with an expression of gratitude. And try and spend the rest of your day in gratitude, your day will go better. So take another deep breath and gently, very gently, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back to this room.